Aiken motions to a wide right. Shotgun snap. Schaub takes it. Drops back. Looks. Loads up. Throws. It's picked off. It's intercepted. They got it. As Tremont Williams picks it off at the Baltimore 46.
Well, he finally got the Schaub. This time Desmond Bryant leveled him as he delivered the ball.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here today. And I got to tell you, Twitter is just an unbelievable place.
I'm glad I'm not there.
Yeah.
You're just figuring that out now?
It is really unbelievable. I enjoy Twitter. I enjoy certainly the information you get. The trolls, it's funny. They're the most annoying part about Twitter, but they're also the best part about Twitter. Interacting with trolls on Twitter can be, what did you say Mark Schlereth just said?
It's his form of entertainment.
It is, and it's fun. It's fun to me. Now people are telling me that I should be tweeting with people, and then people are saying I can't be tweeting with people. I'm not allowed to tweet with people.
Aren't you allowed to do whatever you want to do?
I think so. I'm a grown-up.
Right?
I'm a grown-up.
This isn't North Korea. You have
Twitter contract?
Some guy got me with an inappropriate acronym on Twitter that as a 37-year-old, I didn't know what it was, an Urban Dictionary type of thing, and so everybody's very excited about how they got me.
Dude.
You got me. Oh, my God. What a great life.
I don't have enough time in a day for that kind of stuff.
Yes. Unbelievable. 216-578. 0850. Call me up and get me on the phone. At least we can all have a laugh about it. We can enjoy it for everyone. Let's go to Tony in Boardman. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
You know, I think we make this a little more complicated than it really is. You know, it's funny how coaches get better when they have better talent. You know, Vince Lombardi goes down as the greatest coaches of all time because he had an all-star at every position. When he went to Washington, he was just an average coach. Chuck Knoll happened to get lucky with Joe Green. And I'm not saying these guys aren't good coaches, but Chuck Knoll was just an average coach at the tail end of his career because he had, you know, Cliff Stout as his quarterback instead of Terry Bradshaw and that. Now, and that being said, I'm not saying Patton is the next Bill Belichick, but I think the sole blame for this has to go on Farmer. I mean, when you make as many mistakes as Farmer has done, there's no reason to keep him. I mean, you figure that the number one free agent we signed was right in his backyard, and he didn't see the character issues, and I don't care what anybody tells me. That gentleman has character issues, okay? He came from Kansas City. His best years were 4 or 5 years ago, and we managed to give this guy $9 million guaranteed. I mean, that alone should get you fired, let alone nobody talks about Hausler. He's not even on the frickin' team anymore. I mean, who knows where he is? He was our, you know, you had Gary Barnage, who you said could be an all-pro right under your nose. You go out and sign a tight end. Irvin was a mistake, it looks like, so far. Gilbert, all of these guys, I mean, you know, like I said, you know, a lot of these, all, you know, even Paul Brown, after he left the Browns and stuff, he became, you know, he wouldn't be Paul Brown if he had his thing to go strictly with the Bengals. And it's that's all I'm saying, you know. And you know, Tony said it best just before me. These guys aren't quitting. So I guess what I'm saying is I'd give Patton another chance. Does he make mistakes? Yeah. But, you know, when you have marginal talent, and I'm being generous, there's a very fine line of not making mistakes, making that extra take a chance on an offensive call or something like that.
And I don't mean to interrupt. When you say make another chance, I mean, like, you know, through the end of the season, you want to see what he's got, or another chance, meaning another 16 game season.
I'm sorry, I'd give him another 16 game season.
Okay.
Because
I just want to clarify. That's all.
Let me just ask you this, okay? You've had, I can't even keep count, 10, 12, 13 coaches since you came back. Are they all bad? Where you couldn't even get lucky and throw a dart at a dartboard and get a good one. What is the common denominator? You have lack of talent. You know, you knew Josh McCown wasn't going to take you anywhere when you signed him, and I'm not saying he's played bad. He's played very well. But you knew you weren't getting Tom Brady. The common denominator in this whole situation is lack of talent. When you keep making mistakes with your first-round pick, your top free agent signings, your trades, whatever – you are not going to win. And your margin for error becomes less and less when you have marginal talent. You know, last night in that game, I thought they made a critical mistake with 10 seconds left. They ran the ball up the middle. They were taking a chance on an over 50-yard field goal. You have nothing to lose. They should have tried to gain another 8 or 9 yards. You had a timeout in your pocket. Why not gain another 8 or 9 yards and make it an easier field goal?
Well, listening to Coach Pettine actually answered a question directly, and we haven't heard Pettine's press conference yet. Are we
going
to air
that? Well, he's going at 2:45 on a conference call. Maybe
okay.
We'll just pop
But
that
anyway,
up
his Pettine's comment was he was asked about that scenario, and he said that they called the run that wanted to stay on that right hash, which is where they prefer Travis Coons, or a coach prefers Travis Coons to kick from, and they expected to decrease the Baltimore Ravens defense expecting a pass. But what happened is we ran some type of power, and I believe it was C.J. Mosley literally ran through, you know, the backside gap and tackled us for a loss. So that's the explanation that Coach Pettine had given.
All right, thank you very much for the call. 216-578-0850. Let's go to Kevin in Cleveland. Kevin, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's the ego thing going on. It got to be, and it's not the GM. If you got 11, you got something to put out on that field. You got to coach them up. You got to make a guy believe. We playing in a defense of 3-4. Do we got 4 linebackers that can play it? Joe Hayden's best season, we played a 4-3. And keep everything in front of us. It's simple football that you learn since Little League. What's the problem?
I think there are a lot of people that would like to know the answer to that question so that we could not be dealing
with
this.
You know,
again,
it's like
again.
Everybody got to be all in. The media's negative, everybody. And it's simple football, how we losing. Now, then, and I coach Little League. You ain't going to win until you develop your boys. Now, we going to let Travis Benjamin go. We let Ward go. We let Phil Taylor go. We let Billy Wynn go. That's, we got to develop our players, our boys. Mike Pettine talked a good game, but you ain't play like a Brown. Is our DBs playing like this old dog pound? No. Where the hard hitting that come from in our defensive backfield? That's what we was known for. That's why it is a dog pound. We had hard hitting DBs. When the last time you seen them hit something hard? None.
There are a lot of issues. Dave in New Philadelphia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it, man.
I just a short take here. On that last play, the kicker, Coon, I don't know if anybody saw that, but he personally took out 3 blockers trying to get to the ball carrier.
He did.
He got killed for it.
He did.
I don't know if you saw that.
We did.
But, I mean, he came so close. I mean, he sacrificed his body and came so close to getting the runner out of bounds. I just think, you know, even though his kick got blocked, I think he deserves a little bit of props for that. To me, that's playing like a Brown to sacrifice your body like that. So that's all I got. I just wanted to give him a little bit of props.
He was the one guy with the angle, and you're right. He took on 3, and unfortunately, that's not a good,
and in that case,
good matchup.
And in that case, all he wants to do is throw his body around enough that someone maybe ping-pongs into Will Hill enough for him to just drop a little bit of chalk so they could be challenged and come all the way back.
What do we got left?
29 minutes. 23 of content.
What a joy. 216-578-0850. We'll be back with more. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right after this on ESPN 850 WKNR.